Zoe Kazan is an actress on the rise. She appeared recently on Broadway in Anton Chekhov's The Seagull and on the big screen in Revolutionary Road. To say Kazan has drama in her blood would be an understatement. Her father is a screenwriter, and her mother is a writer and director. And then there's her grandfather, Alia Kazan, director of film classics such as On the Waterfront and A Streetcar Named Desire. Now, 25-year-old Zoe Kazan has written her first play. It's called Absalom, and it's getting its world premiere at this year's Humana Festival for New American Plays in Louisville, Kentucky. From member station WFPL, Elizabeth Kramer reports.
In 2003, Zoe Kazan was in her junior year at Yale University when she began writing her first play.
It started as a class exercise.
Kazan never envisioned it as a full-length play. She was just taking a course with playwright Donald Margulies.
He'd have us do certain exercises like put a game into your play, you know, write a song into your play. So I was trying to get it in on time and, you know, sort of be good.
She cranked out about 50 pages of dialogue that told the story of a family squabbling over inherited land. A year later, she submitted what she then called The Reckoning to the Yale Playwrights Festival, where it got a staged reading and discussion sessions. The comments got her thinking more about the characters and themes, so she kept at it. In 2007, she submitted it to the Humana Festival of New American Plays, where she got more feedback. So she went back to it, and last year put it through Lincoln Center Theater's Director's Lab, where she got another reading and more reactions. All of that work has culminated in a play Kazan calls Absalom. In the Bible, Absalom is King David's son. He leads a rebellion against his father and is killed for his insolence. Kazan's Absalom revolves around a domineering father and his relationships with his children, all of them writers, all of them fixated on their father's new autobiography.
So, have you read it?
Read what?
Read what? This autobiography, this little thing I like to call our last vestige of privacy.
He has the right to tell his story.
Have you read it?
Have you?
You kidding? The thing's better guarded than Gorbachev. I just thought you might have used your inside edge. Snuck a peek. See what kind of he wrote about us.
Playwright Zoe Kazan insists Absalom is not autobiographical.
Yes, I'm writing about a family of writers. I come from a family of writers. I think it would actually be very difficult for me not to have written this play in a way. It's a huge part of my experience and who I am as a person, but it wasn't really what I was writing about. What I was writing about was love and manipulation and selfishness. What is the creative process? What is creative ownership? How do people survive in a family?
She wanted to do that using classic narrative structure, a plot that unfolds within a day, characters in conflict, and realistic dialogue. Giovanna Sardelli teaches acting at New York University's Tisch School of the Arts and is directing the premiere of Absalom.
It's the kind of play we're not seeing so much anymore. It's well-structured. A night in the theater that is both relevant and new and interesting, but then there is something that is timeless and classical about it.
One of Kazan's teachers compares her work to that of Anton Chekhov and Arthur Miller. Like Miller's All My Sons, the family in Absalom is dominated by a proud but flawed father. He talks of his children as the most important things in his life when it is his career that takes center stage. That emerges when he presents his daughter with the autobiography.
Oh, Papa. It came out perfectly.
Look inside.
For my Sophia, my wisdom, my joy, so you remember your old man, Solomon Weber. P.S. Look at page...
310. Read.
I sit in my libraries... All men have the potential to be great men?
Yes.
Not because of what they do, but because of what they make.
Absalom represents a larger movement in theater, says playwright and Yale University professor Deb Margolin, who mentored Kazan as a student.
And I really think that Zoe is a part of and a harbinger of a return to realism, which she may not have given any thought to, being a person who's naturally drawn to classical structure, both as an actor and as a writer.
Kazan doesn't identify herself as such, but admits that getting her first play to the stage has been a hard dose of reality.
I'm learning a lot as a writer in the room, and I think I'm going to know a lot more going into my next play.
She says she's 50 pages into it so far, and will juggle writing it with other projects, including writing a screenplay and acting. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Kramer in Louisville, Kentucky.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.